Let it begin. Let it begin.
Start off.
Everybody in. Let it begin. After disaster. AD. Yo, yo. Why did I just do that? I don't like that at all. Episode 365.
Start over. It's our new thing. Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, yo. What's up?
Hey, you want to hear something weird that I wouldn't have anticipated? Arsenio's been coming in lately and doing sets.
Wow, that's racist. Since I said yo, yo.
He came in.
You just go straight to Arsenio.
And he's such a sweet man.
Yo.
And I went in there to take a couple pics.
Yeah.
And the audience immediately starts doing the dog pound thing. First of all, I don't think most of the people in the audience were alive when his show was on there.
I hate the dog pound thing so much.
But how do they even know what that is?
For people who don't know what the dog pound, what we're talking about, it's where his audience will go, hoo, 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 hoo.
And then they raise their fists in the air, but not in the cool protesting the Olympics way. Yeah,
not like the fuck you whitey way. It was just like a bunch of like nerdy black people.
Yes. If you're going to put on a black glove and raise your fist in the air, that's cool. Mm-hmm. But if you're going to shake it up and down and go, hoo, 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 hoo. Are you who?
All right,
who?
So, yes.
I really want to know.
Is that the end?
That was it. I was just going to say that I don't know how they knew that.
Essentially, you said Anderson. I heard you say yo, which made me think of black people, which made me think of Arsenio.
It reminded me of the who thing that they were.
Who?
Yeah, that they did for Arsenio's show.
Welcome to the After Disaster. I am Anderson. There is Mike Carano
and
to
I'm
my
Tyler
left.
White.
And there's Ty Ty non existing to my right. He was on fire last week. I remember Tyler being very funny. So
he'll be here.
When he comes through this door, he will bring the energy.
That's right.
Which we may or may not need. I got a lot of stuff on my phone that we haven't gotten to in a while.
Bring it on.
We got some listeners to thank.
Oh, yeah.
We
have to thank, as usual, Kay, who's one of the more supportive. I was going to say the most supportive, and then I changed it to
not,
more.
Yeah, let's not do that.
She's very, very, very supportive.
She sent me a...
of all of our sobriety.
National Parks...
She's
map.
She always sends me the check sweetest collect. Notes. Yes. And
not hitting on you, though. She's not hitting on you. She's happily married. Mm-mm. She's like the mother, the AD mom. She's
I don't
like
think she wants mom. To be our mother because I don't think she's old enough to be our mom.
Well, that's what she's getting. She's getting the AD mom moniker. Because she gives us, she like chastises us and tells us to like get our teeth cleaned and stuff. You know what I mean? So she's the mom.
I haven't done it still, but just like my real mom, I don't listen to Kay. That's not true because I read the book. It took baby steps to read that book.
I still haven't finished the book. I see it every day, and I feel like a loser. Every single day.
Steps.
I feel defeated by that book.
You got to use Kaizen to read the book.
She sent all three of us a book on how to live your life one step at a time, essentially. And I didn't
It's a good book.
Read that fucking book.
It's a good book.
One step at a time. All right, I'll finish it. Feels like homework.
Yeah, it does feel
like
homework.
See, she's my mom. She's telling me to do homework.
How about if I just record my thoughts on the book and send it to you like it's an audio book?
As long as it's technically okay. Like
I'll
it works
get,
technically.
I'll get it down to 7 minutes.
As long as there's not like crossfades all throughout.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a little inside.
Okay, earlier we were opening packages, and we got some sweet things from some sweet people, with the exception of the crickets.
Hey, don't even say that. We agreed we weren't going to say that. Curtis, thanks. We got the crickets. They went immediately in the trash. Dead crickets?
I see them still sitting there. See if Tyler wants them. I'm going to see if somebody on the staff will eat them. I bet they will.
All right.
They're flavored crickets. When we were opening them, we made one of us made a reference to like a bomb. It reminded me of a horrible, embarrassing, very uncomfortable, where I got treated like a little kid situation that happened 2 weeks ago at the Peterson Auto Museum.
Mm-hmm.
I went in there. I asked them if I could bring my image stabilizer in, and they said, you need to go to security and ask them. So I walked up to the guy at the desk, and I said, can I bring this in? He goes, what is it? And I go, it's an image stabilizer. And he goes, it doesn't extend or anything. And I went, nope. And he goes, it doesn't do this or do that. And I went, nope. And he goes, no problem. And I went, it does explode.
Why would you say that?
And the guy goes, hey, come back here. Mm-hmm. Come back here. And he talked like
Did your heart start racing?
Absolutely. He goes, you know, I worked for 12 years in a federal building. And if you would have done that there, I'd have you on the ground.
Fuck that guy. Fuck him.
And he goes, you would be arrested.
All right.
And he goes, you think that's funny? And he goes, we're on a high alert today in particular.
Which car museum is this?
Peterson.
The Peterson?
Yeah, he goes, we're on high alert today, and we got an emergency going on, in case you didn't notice. And he goes, this isn't the time or place to make cracks like that. And
hey,
I
don't want to be callous.
No,
ISIS hits a fucking car museum, know that ISIS is all, like on the trending downward. You know what I mean?
I'll tip my cap to ISIS if they blow up that shithole.
Wow! No, Mike, don't say that. Do you understand? That's
I didn't
bad.
Mean that. I meant
don't
I
tip
don't,
your cap.
What I really meant was I don't care for the design of it.
The outside,
yeah,
I like it.
I think it looks ridiculous, like blood splattered.
It's kind of cool.
Dexter sheets or spaghetti.
I bet you can probably look it up. If you look up Peterson Auto Museum on Google and images, and it'll probably have the new one.
Yes. And you know how much that remodel cost?
I don't know, $5 million.
Yeah. little higher.
$50 million.
$90 million.
Stupid, yeah.
A $90 million.
It just doesn't work. Just does the $1 million doesn't stretch like it used to.
No, it doesn't. You need $90 million to update a car museum so old white guys can walk around.
I've been there once.
I've been there like I don't know, 20 times.
I was there with a pack of schizophrenics.
They like to be referred to as a pack.
No, it was when I was volunteering my time down at Harborview, down there in San Pedro.
I suspected it was when you were volunteering. I didn't think you were going to go. I was there with Jillian's family.
And there was a bunch of... I was trying to make a documentary, actually. It's just I never got a story thread going.
I remember that.
But they were all schizophrenic artists, and I used to go with them on the little outings and stuff, and we went to the Peterson, and it was pretty cool. I enjoyed it.
It's a great museum. It's a great museum. There's no doubt about it.
And it's in the background in The Big Lebowski when the dude is talking to Walter about getting a tow. You want a tow? I'll get you a tow.
Ah, that's great.
And it's,
oh, because it's the restaurant across the street.
Joe's right there. So in the background, you can see a big light, like an actual truck, like a big Hot Wheels truck.
It's a great restaurant.
That was suspended on the outside. Yeah. It used to be cool just driving by there.
Yes.
Because of like the cars that they would have.
Yeah.
Like hanging off the side of the building. That's also where Biggie, I think, got shot. Somebody
sure
got shot out in front
sure
of
him. Sure is.
Yeah.
Or was it Tupac? One of them got shot in Vegas, racist. One of them got shot here.
Tupac,
no,
Vegas.
It's not racist Tupac at all Vegas. Because they were both shot. One was shot in retaliation for the other.
Right. Yeah, I guess. Okay.
Was Tupac here or Tupac
I'm
in
banning
Vegas?
The Oscars this year.
Yeah, me too.
Banning.
Banned! Because no non-actors with curly hair in their late 40s got nominated. So I'm... Okay, that sounds like I'm not being
Do you know how many
sensitive.
White movies weren't nominated? And
most.
It infuriates
most.
Me. It infuriates
I'll,
me.
I'll say 90...
All of them.
90... 98% of white movies were not nominated for
especially
anything.
Considering last year 12 Years a Slave won. I mean, we should be getting we should even the score.
Yin Yang.
There should have been 90 movies up for Best Picture, and all of them should have been the white movie.
We're kind of making a joke about it, but it's probably
Spike Lee saying that he's most people probably know, but Spike Lee's boycotting the Oscars. He didn't get an invite because his movies weren't looked at for Academy Award consideration because he's a hack of a director. Hack!
I heard he wasn't going to go anyway because he can't see over the people in front of him.
Well, that's just a short joke. That's kind of mean.
Here's who should have been nominated that's black this year, because I'm sure there was somebody. I'm sure there
Straight
was
Straight Outta Compton should have
gotten
some
Okay, that's it. That's the one. That's totally the one. Like, that's the one that got the worst snub of all the snubs.
But like Paul Dano, I should... I'm going to boycott because Paul Dano was great as Brian Wilson. And he didn't get a nomination, so I am boycotting.
But Straight Outta Compton,
okay,
that was the issue. Yes, 757. You know what will be a good feature? I think I'll pen a note to the Zoom recording company.
Every minute to let you know it's still
recording.
No,
when it stops recording, something should happen.
Something should happen, yeah. Because its sole purpose, this recorder's sole purpose, is to record audio. That's like the only thing that it was... birthed for, right?
I'll tell you what.
And when it stops doing its one thing, there's no way of letting you know.
But I'll tell you what happened was it was a defective SD card.
Okay, this is really boring for everyone.
No, they want to know the ins and outs. People want to know behind the scenes. Behind the scenes.
Thanks for everyone who's supporting my new endeavor, Cinematics, which is taking tons of time from me. I'm spending a lot of time on it.
Yeah.
It's a labor of love, so I did a new episode
today. Time well spent.
And it'll be up there. I talk about a couple movies coming out this week. Prescription Thugs, which is a documentary by the guy that did Bigger, Stronger, Faster about steroids. This one's now a new documentary about...
It's a documentary about the guy who made the documentary?
The guy who made Bigger, Stronger, Faster made another one.
Okay,
he's in it, though. He's in both of Chris Bell. He and his family are in both, and they're both very good movies. Bigger, Stronger, Faster is actually available on Netflix right now if you want to check it out.
I haven't seen it because I have no interest in people who lift weights.
It's interesting. It's definitely interesting. Okay. It's pretty much a pro-roids movie.
I forgot to mention this on my podcast.
Also talk about a new movie called Mojave with Oscar Isaac, which is available, coming out this Friday, limited release. And then I go on and on and on about Bone Tomahawk. Holy shit, it's great.
I thought you saw Bone Tomahawk in theaters.
No, I wish, man. I really wish. It was such a good movie. It'd be a great movie to see with an audience.
It's funny because I have a friend who won't shut up about it.
It's so good.
It's not you. It's someone else who kept going,
you got
Bone Tomahawk, Bone Tomahawk. And I'm like, I'm not seeing it.
And it's brutal. It's unfortunate because there's so much to love about this movie, but like I can never enjoy it with my wife because it's too brutal, too savage. It opens up with David Arquette just ripping the throat out of a man with his knife while he sleeps. And then the man pees himself.
Does he wake up?
And Arquette goes, "Why, they always wet themselves." And his partner says, "Oh, just get on with the task." Oh, so good. Does he, Richard Jenkins, the best I've ever seen him.
Does he tie off the next guy's penis with a little tourniquet so he doesn't pee all over the tent?
Funny you say that, because there's a lot of tying off. Every time there's an injury, just tie it off, tie it off. Mm. They're always tying off extremities.
That's the old version of duct tape.
You need to see this movie.
Guess who I saw talking about documentaries? Friday, I drove out to Banning, California and went to the Pinball Expo.
Yes, I spoke to you briefly while you were out there.
As I was leaving. Okay, so I went there. I wasn't enthusiastic about it. I didn't have that great of a time. I made a lot of recordings. I felt they were subpar. I went to Palm Springs. Realized there's no reason I should be in Palm Springs. I drove back to Arcade Expo. Mm-hmm. I figured, I'm going back until I get some recordings I'm happy with. Unfortunately, they were all... I don't need to get into that right now. Let's just say I went back a second time, hung out for another hour and a half, realized I'm not really into pinball games or old video games. And there was nothing really exciting going down. Interesting pictures, but that's about it. So as I'm leaving, guess who was getting dressed in the parking lot for his big appearance there?
Paul Stastny, the hockey player for the Colorado Avalanche.
No, the dude from the mullet guy from King of Kong.
Oh, really?
Was like getting gussied up in the parking lot looking in the mirror. Yes, yes.
Mitchell,
yes,
Bobby Mitchell.
But he was about to go in, and I'm like, I should turn around. He's probably going to either get a lot of attention or get no attention.
You should absolutely have turned around.
And I didn't. And it was like 9 o'clock at night. And I was like, God damn it, I'm a failure as a podcaster.
Don't look at the text. It's just me talking to Tyler. Tyler's interrupting from afar again. Yeah,
but I recognized him immediately. Yeah.
I believe it's Bobby Mitchell. I could be wrong.
It's Mitchell or something like that. It's definitely Mitchell.
So King of Kong, one of the all-time great documentaries you'll ever see, is fantastic. Am I overselling it when I said King of Kong?
No, I thought of it because
King of Kong.
When you said I should watch Bigger, Stronger, Faster, I said I have no interest in that. Guess what else I have no interest in? Donkey Kong, but I watched that and I enjoyed that documentary quite a bit.
Yeah, this is... Bigger, Stronger, Faster is a little more of an expose on the state of things rather than an actual story you can root for. King of Kong got very lucky with the story, the way that it
laid out. Well, so did New York Doll.
I've never seen.
Oh, really? You've never seen New York Doll?
I should have just lied. I should just let it pass. Oh, no. Why?
Because they got very lucky.
Billy Mitchell. I was close.
Billy Mitchell, yeah.
Oh, I really wish you had gone to see
Still
that.
Has the mullet.
What was he doing? Like dressing like he was like changing into like a suit?
He was dressed up a little bit, but he was like checking how he looked before he walked in.
Of course he was. He is one
now,
of the
was
most...
he going to be a celebrity when he walks through those doors? Or
probably,
are people
yeah.
just going to ignore him and keep playing pinball machines?
No, I think he'll be... Because he was a big pinball guy before video games even came in. Like, he was like the pinball dude.
And he doesn't live out here, right?
People so probably went nuts for
he
him.
He probably flew in for that.
Probably. But I mean...
Isn't it weird that everyone's got their place?
Yeah. Oh, he was such a villain.
And God, I'm a loser.
Why did
I'm
you
a
not?
Loser. Yeah. I'm an idiot. I don't know.
You should have, definitely. You know what? You can change it in your head, make yourself feel a little bit better, because the guy is a megalomaniac and he's a total narcissist. You should say that you didn't go and give him satisfaction of watching him because of that.
I forgot to say that.
Yes.
But that's what I'm going to say now. And too late, because I've already said all I'm going to say about it.
Hey, I quit smoking and drinking today again, right? It's just a constant struggle. But you know, I'm going for... You give me a weird look. I'm not like going to the program or anything, but I'm not drinking for at least a month or until I go see Ween in Denver mid-February, right? And I got to quit. There's no more smoking at all. Now, hey, Tai Tai. Welcome to the program. I'm not going to name names, but somebody said
so
to me
hard.
Recently, like last week, I haven't had a cigarette all day and I'm doing all right.
Yeah. You sound good.
Somebody said to me last week, I was talking about quitting smoking. Like they smelt it on me. They asked me if I was going to quit. I said, yeah, I'm quitting soon. And they're like, are you going to have kids? I'm like, yeah, I don't know, maybe. And then they said this. Tell me if I should be offended by this. They said, well, if you're not going to have kids, then who cares? Just smoke. Like, your life is worthless unless you have a child anyways, so do what you will.
Oh,
should I be offended?
Yes. Or the person's, like, the most practical. They see the world through an extremely practical lens where your children won't have to deal with the loss of their father.
Yeah, early death.
I am. Daddy I crossed death. A new threshold where, when somebody tells me you should really, because I have a lot of friends that go, you should really have a kid. It'll change your life. And now my attitude was like, I don't know. My attitude now is go fuck yourself. I'm not having a kid unless I accidentally have one. And but I don't want a kid. I don't want something that takes that much time away from me. I don't care how much joy it gets me. I like my selfish lifestyle. And
I hear exactly what you're saying. My concern about not having a kid is me being, Jillian and I being like 65, 70 years old, going, ah, we should have like a 30-year-old right now. What have we done? You know what I mean? Mm. I don't like the idea.
But do you think that's biological or do you think that's society? Because if it's society, fuck it.
No, it's not society. It's the whole like what could have been. Same thing with a career or anything else. Like you don't want to have regrets that you could have. So you got to at least put in an effort. You know what
you
I
know,
mean?
You know, I do want to have a kid because I love youth soccer.
Like AYSO?
I fucking hate soccer and I hate kids playing soccer.
I had to download that joke first.
That's a cool jacket. Where'd you get that?
File before I could.
I liked it. Where'd you get that
jacket? I'm in the market for a jacket.
Settle down.
H&M.
It's not that big of a deal of a jacket.
That's a female clothing store.
Very normal jacket.
Oh, that's cool.
You know what? You should get retribution. Speaking of retribution, we've already been racist, Tyler, so that's covered. Yeah, checked it off the list.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Then I don't have anything.
We
to
already
the program.
Made it clear that the three of us don't care about Spike Lee boycotting the Oscars.
Yes. The three of us.
You spoke for me. I'm personally
you were the worst.
Spike Lee.
You were the worst one.
You were the most adamantly opposed.
You're the only one that said something really offensive.
Right.
Oh, no.
You should get retribution on your childhood and have a child and put them in a cult for 2 years. Just to make
Wait,
even
why
the
would
score.
That be? No, that doesn't.
That's it's
score.
Trickle down. You got to do that. Like if you get abused as a child, you abuse back to the next kid.
If I had a kid and that kid killed my mom, that would be retribution.
Oh, I see. Why don't you do that?
The circle is complete.
Harvest a serial killer.
That's not a bad idea.
No, it's not terrible.
Who's he all going to kill besides his mom?
You know what I said earlier about the kid thing?
There's
I don't know
plenty
if I meant
out
it.
There, Ty.
I don't know
plenty.
If I meant it.
What's that?
I'm not that angry about people telling me to have kids, but you know what? Seriously, fuck you. I'm not going to have kids. To the best of my knowledge. Maybe I'll get someone knocked up tonight.
Tonight?
Well, maybe.
Wow. Mike's got some big plans.
Maybe. I don't know.
Before the show goes on and we forget, I'd like to thank Brad Devine for giving us very, very nice gifts. He listens to the program too much, probably. He drives for a living and he says he's listened to every episode numerous times.
That's upsetting.
Uber.
90% of the time that he's working and that he's driving, he's listening to the three of us, Pabs. And he sent Mike a little kick flip skateboard.
Yep. Thank
fantastic.
You.
Fantastic. And he sent Tyler and I beers.
Yes. Cheers.
And they're fantastic. Mine is a Clockwork Orange. I've made the decision, by the way. This is mine. Mm. Clockwork Orange labeled Stout. It's called Malaco Milk Stout. And it is from some place that I can't.
You're not going to drink that, baby, are you?
I quit drinking today, so the timing is couldn't be worse.
You should just dump it down the drain.
No, maybe.
What?
No.
Tell me why you quit drinking.
Like for a reset or for goodsies?
Although your beer is Cannibal Corpse inspired.
Yeah.
It's a band.
It says Cannibal Corpse on it. That was my first hint.
Oh, brewery out of Indiana. From the best brewer in Indiana.
Sweet. Well, because they're so bored, they've got nothing else to do.
Michael?
Who knows what else they made before they got their beer.
Three Floyds Brewing LLC. I quit drinking because I just got a detox, man. I've been drinking since Europe. Almost probably about 5-6 days a week since Europe, which was October. And I did this thing where like I knew I was going to quit for a month. So I've been like doubling up, you know, preparing.
That's how it works. That's how it works.
But. It's so far so good, but tonight when I'm done with everything,
oh yeah, that's
I'm going
the worst.
Home at
oh no,
like
it's
one
the
in the
worst.
Morning, it's going to be brutal.
Yeah,
I might start reading or something.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know about that.
I gave myself homework for the show and I didn't do it.
What was it?
I'm reading this magazine at home and it's about things that are coming up that are going to change our lives forever.
Like technology.
Yeah.
Oh.
And one is bacteria showers. This guy named David Whitlock is creating bacteria showers where you don't have to take a shower. You just take a bacteria bath. So they just put bacteria on you that eat the other bacteria.
I for one, enjoy the feeling of warm water rushing over my body.
I don't know if you noticed, but there's too many of us on the planet these
days.
Yeah,
I have noticed.
And we're running out of water, so we're going to have to do things like bacteria showers.
Would it just be like one of those you know, those like bead curtains that you like walk through? Like
probably
house?
Something like
just
that.
How expensive is that bacteria shower going to be?
Well,
cheaper than water?
I would have answers if I read this.
It grows itself.
One-page article. Literally one-page article, and I have the magazine open on the coffee table at my house, and I looked at it like 10 times. Like,
sounds like clickbait to me.
Speaking of
clickbait,
yeah,
no, it's an actual magazine. I can rip it out.
Well, here's my thing.
Clickbait Weekly.
Here's my thing. I think we're just going to use blow dryers and blow the germs off of us.
That's what it might be.
A thing at all? I'm not sure you know how science works.
Blow them off. Just stand in front of a fan.
Okay. Do you think if nobody took showers, like if everybody on the planet only got one shower a week, do you think we'd have a lot more sex because all those free range hormones,
possibly
pheromones?
Possibly. No.
I think so.
I think this generation and most everyone living now that has a nose would not have sex forever. But maybe the new generation would come up and they'd be like, it'd be new to them. Like stinky smells of people would be like exciting and fun and not unacceptable like it would be for us. That could be unacceptable, right?
Why is it that I think attractive girls with body odor is fine, but everyone else is gross?
Because you're willing to make an exception. A relatively normal exception.
No, it's the same thing. It goes back to like the waffle crapping thing from Loveline days, like way back when Corolla would talk about a girl who was so hot that she could crap on his waffle and he wouldn't mind because she's so hot. Yeah, crass, but you know,
I would mind
along the same line.
I would mind.
Well, I should also say we're coming to you once again from the world famous improv upstairs.
We're in the green room. We still have not graduated to the big leagues.
Are we going to start doing that? Like the actual podcast once a month, do a show down there. In the little room.
What?
I'd like to.
We should do that. For the sake of the show.
I'd like to.
The show's got to start turning a profit at some point soon, or else the show's not going to be anymore. So, are we going to talk about our Patreon thing sooner than later? What are we going to do there? What's going to happen here?
Yeah?
I have three possible destination disasters that would work. All three of them would work.
Yeah. Let's talk.
Mm-hmm. Let's just bring the baby.
Unfortunately, we can only talk off air.
Yeah.
And we never have time off
air. And we just never do it. Yeah. It's good.
No, it's not good. It's bad. It's bad. It is bad.
I saw someone complaining online today, or not complaining, but they're like, why haven't they done like stamps.com? Because those are terrible and no one wants to use
ads. And I'll tell you something about stamps.com is it's more expensive than going to the post office.
All right.
It's a ripoff. It's a pain in the ass. You have to buy the stuff from them.
Depends on how much you ship. Is this beer going to explode if I don't crack it soon?
No.
It's not. Well, should I talk myself into drowning?
How many times do you hear on the news about beers exploding and people
being... happen.
Yeah, everything happens. Everything. I heard an Allstate commercial today, and they said, have you ever heard of a lawn ornament reflecting the sun and burning down someone's house? We have. Yeah. We're Allstate. And I was like, no, I have never heard of that.
Mm-hmm. I have. I've heard of that. I saw the same ad.
I didn't see that one.
You know that the Disney concert hall downtown L.A.?
Oh, that's got to burn down a lot of shit.
That thing completely effed its neighbors because it was it's so reflective.
Yes, it did.
It was shining like onto the other apartments that are nearby, and it was like making it so they were ovens.
And they had to go sand it down. They had to apply a coating to that beautiful exterior and sand it so it was like 40-50% duller. It's still reflective as hell.
It is.
It's still like if you bought one of those expensive condos across the street and you had to wake up to literally the sun shining directly in your window.
Yeah, all times a day now because it's like bouncing around.
The movie Sunshine.
Sunshine.
Yeah.
First two acts are great, and then it becomes horrible.
Just get toasted by the sun,
or it's pulling in all the that one guy just kind of stands out there and becomes toasted.
Yeah, that guy's having a rough day.
It's a good movie, and then it turns into a horror film. It's like, what are you doing?
I know.
Why are you changing? Stop. You were on a good roll.
I finally saw Revenant.
Sunshine.
Oh, man.
How'd you like that bear rape?
Great.
Are you into the movie?
Oh, yeah. I loved it.
Because there seemed to be two camps.
I got to go see it.
Maybe I'll go see it tomorrow.
There's people who absolutely love it, like you and I. And then there's people who are like, it's too terrible. It's just Leonardo like walking through the snow for 3 hours.
Yeah, those people have no patience and can't probably sit through a TV show without looking at their phone. So.
Oh, shit.
I'm reading stories that I want to bring to the program, Tyler. Can I look at my phone?
I wasn't talking about it. It looks like you have baseball marks on your arm.
This is an audio podcast. No one can see.
What is that from?
A small tractor, a small tank.
Oh, it's from this table, right?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. This table, for something that costs $3,000, does not look like it's that nice.
Not to put their business out there.
This is a $3,000 table?
Yeah. Yeah, no joke.
Who gave it to them?
They bought it.
Why?
They bought it. It's never been used.
Like, who comes up with the budget for that? Who says, like, we need a table up there in the green room?
You know how much this remodel cost? $600,000. It's ridiculous. We squander huge amounts of money on bullshit.
Okay.
When does that Kubrick movie come out? Like, when is it going to release?
He doesn't make any more.
Oh, God. I thought he was still making stuff.
What Kubrick movie? The Odyssey? What are you talking about?
The new one you just saw about Stanley Kubrick faking the moon.
Oh, Moonwalkers. That's not a Kubrick movie, but Kubrick is an element in the...
Yeah.
It came out last Friday, Kubrick and adjacent. It was limited, and I don't know if it's going to find an audience, and it might just go, you know... It might be on VOD right now. I don't know. It might be playing out here. It might
check.
Be
New York.
We'll go see Revenant tomorrow.
Go see Revenant immediately.
Yeah.
And Bone Tomahawk while you're at it.
I know a bunch of people that are like, I'm just, who like watched the screener of it. Don't watch the DVD screener of the Revenant at your home.
Terrible.
Awful.
This is an in-theaters experience that is begging for your attention.
Just like,
deserve it.
Just like
also,
Friends.
Also, how bad do you want a bear like poncho?
No, I don't.
Really?
Mm. Why would I want that?
It looked awesome.
Oh, Moonwalkers. Oh, also, only 36%. What the hell?
Let's get bear ponchos.
I really liked Moonwalkers. F you, you bastards. I really like this movie.
He also takes the most satisfying bath of 2016, at least, at this
because
point.
Because he's so filthy?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't take like one of those baths Anderson was talking about?
No, he doesn't take in front of a fan. That's what reminded me. He does not do a germ bath.
No, the lottery. It was one, right?
Yes.
The lotto.
Not by us.
It was not, well, but I did have the first number and the Powerball number.
Would you win, like $6?
Five.
Hmm? That's not too bad.
Did you collect it?
Yes, I did.
500% increase in your investment.
It's the first lottery ticket I've bought in like 5 years. And I just, it was one of those stupid impulse buys. I shouldn't have done it, but I saw that the machine was literally broken at the gas station.
How can you not do it when it's
It said 999, and I'm like, so I had to. Because I would have felt like an ass.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I didn't watch live, because I would be like, we got it. We got the first one, honey.
We got it. You just pick up the remote control, click. We got it.
But I was thinking about odds-wise, all right? And most people don't win the lottery.
Yeah.
But most people are religious. So chances are that those who do win the lottery are religious, and those people must think life is fake or blessed by God for a reason.
Yes, they do.
And they now have a otherworldly purpose and are beholden to that purpose. You know what I mean?
No.
Most people that win the lottery are the ones that are religious, who win like a ton of cash.
Yeah.
Like a million plus or more than.
They'll think it's some sort of divine
sign. Yeah.
No.
Yes, most people would. Yeah.
Nope.
Why would they not?
If I know Christians like I know Christians.
Okay, here we go.
Didn't buy one.
When they win the lottery, they become the most selfish cocksuckers on the face of the planet. It's all about them. It's me, 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 me.
Wait, how many Christians do you know that have won the lottery?
I'm just saying that's the way I see it.
Guys, I'm bummed that Moonwalkers is only 36% on Rotten Tomatoes because it was really enjoyable.
Well, it's Moonwalkers, so it's backwards, so it's 63.
36%?
63%.
Well,
bastards.
It just goes to show that people on the internet don't know what they're talking about.
Says the man who hasn't seen the movie.
These are critics.
Yeah,
sons
critics.
Of bitches. Let's see if Band of Robbers is any better. Okay. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry. I thought that was... I wanted to make a documentary years ago where you track down all the lottery winners.
Except they're interview all dead
them,
or broke.
And then show like how money can't buy happiness and they all... So you'll feel happy that you don't win the lottery. You know what I mean? That was the aim of the documentary. But then I found out somebody else was doing the exact same thing and I stopped.
What is that on your wrist?
Oh, my God.
Doodling on myself.
Oh, I thought you got a tattoo and I'm trying to figure out what it was. And I thought it was a machete for a moment. And I was like, holy fuck.
Do you know that when I drew this on my wrist today, I was like, oh, Mike's probably going to think it's a tattoo. Like the 2 weeks ago when you went, holy shit, what's on your wrist?
I thought it was a machete for a moment. I decided what I'm going to get if I get a tattoo.
Ooh.
I'm going to get a light, full-size crossbow on my back.
Oh, God. How is your new crossbow?
Yeah, and I'm kind of scared of it, frankly.
Have you shot it?
No, I brought it out to Palm Springs. I was going to shoot something like a turtle. No. Did you hear about that guy that shot his mom's turtle? It was so fucking hideous.
No.
The mom calls the police and says, my son's on illegal drugs and he's threatening and he's got mental illness. They got him. But he shot the mom's turtle with a gun.
Wait, how did they track down the high guy? With a gun? I thought you meant a crossbow.
No. The crossbow.
That's got to be a rough story.
Shooting a turtle seems 50 times worse than shooting a bird.
That's a rough, why are you in jail story.
Yeah, I shot a turtle.
My mom's turtle.
Yeah, you got to make something up at that point.
Because the turtle probably suffers.
You know how they tracked him down? They felt it.
You know, I don't remember what happened. Maybe they killed him.
They found the shell.
Tyler.
That wouldn't be bad to have that shell mounted on your wall with a big hole in it.
That would be bad. I wouldn't want that. What? No.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I feel like turtles are like genies, and if you puncture their little... what's it called? Their tent...
What?
Their shell, they're like spirit.
They're the world's slowest genies that don't speak English.
I can tell you one of the worst things I've ever seen without...
I would say most genies probably don't speak English.
You're probably
right. That would suck. You wrote the thing and it's like, yeah, Arabic guy comes out.
Yeah.
Yeah, they speak ISIS.
I didn't say that. You said that.
I didn't say
that. Is that a language?
I said the stuff about Spike Lee earlier.
Wouldn't it be weird if we looked if a genie came and let us look into the future and they showed us a globe and the entire United States was just said ISIS?
That'd be so funny, Mike.
that'd be so wacky. Funny.
Dude, that'd be funny.
And you're like, how long till this happens? You guys like, 2 years.
There's a movie, a horrible movie, terrible movie called Cannibal Holocaust, where they kill actual animals in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
An Italian film fucker made it.
Yeah.
Oh, he's such a prick. I don't even say his name. I hate him.
Why'd you see that?
I had to. I saw it with some friends. Like, we got it from Hollywood Video, video store.
Was it Spike Lee?
No, his name was not Spike Lee. But they kill a turtle in that, and it's one of the most gruesome things you'll ever see.
They cut him down half, right? From head down to
tail. First, they do like the arms and the legs.
And
it's awful. It's awful.
Yeah, let's change the topic.
And then they take the shell off, and it's just goop. Oh, man. It's a giant turtle, too. A really big one.
What?
So brutal.
You know what? That's
Did that guy go to prison?
That's horrible.
There was a case where they were going to, I think that they did, because they thought that he actually killed some people for the making of it. That's not so much about the animals. It was a different time, Tyler. They kill a muskrat, and it's one of the worst things you've ever seen. Oh, fuck that movie. I hate it.
Why'd you watch it?
Susie. I had to. There's some reason why. I can't remember.
You know what
I watched it with Trevor.
I think it would be funny if you could peel the shell off a turtle, and it was...
Yeah.
You want to make a movie, Mike?
And it's like a little man in there with a turtle head, and he just sticks the ends of his hands out.
That would be really
like he's
funny.
Curled up, like he's laying in the fetal position, and he just sticks the ends out.
What's the head?
It's the turtle head. It's basically like a little body that's laying in the fetal position.
So it's a tank. There's a little man in the tank.
What's going on right now?
What if you opened it up and it was just a mile of little intestines?
It probably is. Actually, there is. This movie improved it.
I think when I was a kid, I thought they had like a living room in there. But I think that's probably also because of cartoons.
What? Like they can cross
yeah, they go inside.
They
have like
it's
like
a living room with little turtles
like
controlling the head
like
and the arms with levers.
There.
Like
levers.
Big sticks.
Levers.
Yeah, that's the proper way to say
I've seen the same cartoon. I know what you're talking about.
Okay, good.
I was always fascinated by that idea, and I don't know where it came from. Probably from a movie where there's like the human, and then there's the little person inside. Maybe it was just Men in Black controlling it.
It's probably Herman's head.
It has to be before that.
Yeah, like you're the pilot in the head looking out through the eyes. And
your brain is. Your brain's a creepy, mushy
not
pilot
as cool,
inside.
Not as cool. Not
inside
as
your
cool.
Fleshy robot body.
No, Tyler. You're watching Inside Out?
Fleshy robot body.
I didn't like that movie as much as everyone else.
Yeah, I wasn't.
People were like,
it was okay.
Oh my God. And I was like,
It was all right.
Maybe I'm like, my soul is dying a little
Bing
bit.
Bing bong. My favorite thing in the movie was something that happened in the theater. I saw it with Jillian and a little kid.
You got a little.
A little kid next little. To us was very sad when Bing Bong dies, guys. I'm going to give that away right now. Sorry.
Which movie is that?
Let you know. Inside Out. The imaginary friend
dies.
It's
a Spike Lee joint.
It's not. And when Bing Bong went away, when he became no more, the little kid next to us, he's like, Bing Bong. And that was the best thing in the movie for me, was him being sad about
and
Bing Bong.
You're like, shut up. You're ruining the film for me.
Was that movie about the turtle being killed called Insides Out? Sorry.
Okay, why do I think somebody killing a turtle is so much worse than turtle soup?
Did you eat the turtle soup in their
That's
shell?
Like, why do I think somebody murdering a cow is so much worse than T-bone steak?
Yeah, you're right. Good point. You know what? Just like escargot, they should take the turtle out of the shell, snuff it out.
Can we leave the turtles alone?
Like, put your finger over his mouth and hold his nose closed till he dies. It's the most humane way to kill something.
It's not. Suffocation is not humane.
Yeah,
I think
point.
Beheading him would be better.
Shoot some heroin into the back of his neck.
Oh, not bad.
Yeah. And once he overdoses.
I'm starting a new diet.
What if he starts a band and becomes like a rock
star? He's the new singer for Blind Lemon.
Because turtles can't sing. I'm starting a new diet.
How do you know?
Yeah.
All animals
have never given him a chance.
That I eat, they have to be put down humanely. And that means morphine overdose.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be a rough go
for
to
you,
get these kinds of animals.
Yeah. Especially since you're going to become an addict too.
We should start a farm where like that's our thing. Like,
that's not bad. We snuff them out.
We OD them on like glorious euphoric drugs.
We could probably
that's
scare
how all of our
we could
cows
probably scare animals to death.
No, but that's sad. We don't want them to be fearful. We want them to be euphoric and like, what's up?
You know what'd be great is if we start this farm and it's super successful.
Yeah.
Until the first lawsuit a week later because we kill people now.
What?
Oh, because if we use like the death penalty drugs, the first one paralyzes the turtle. The second one,
no, they're going to be fun
stops
drugs.
Its heart.
Those aren't fun drugs.
And then we sell this meat from this animal that's been put down, and we let people come in and witness it for like $20 a piece.
And they can do it. They can a little taste themselves.
The like problem the cow was on a table, and we're like, "Do you have any last words?" And it's like, "Moo!" And then we start pumping it full of drugs.
Yeah.
The problem is people are going to be like, "Why is there weasel meat?"
Why are we killing weasels? We're not
that's,
killing
that's
weasels.
That's what I'm saying. We're just going to start be like, well, what else can we humanely kill?
No, we're not going to go on a killing spree.
It sounds like it.
No, we're going to have like a
regular...
We're
going to invite people to watch the cow be
I'm probably in my life never going to kill an animal. But probably. I did have a thought.
But you did think about killing a turtle this
weekend with a crossbow. I thought about shooting a bird with a crossbow.
Why?
Just to feel power.
I shot a BB gun at a crow once. I don't feel good about that.
Well, a crow.
Did it die?
I didn't hit it.
That's like the devil's pet.
And it was across the street. And what?
The snake is the devil's pet.
No, snake is the devil's dick.
I'll shoot a fucking snake.
You haven't read your Bible in a while.
Serious.
The dick of Satan.
I will shoot a fucking snake in a heartbeat.
Not the dick of
I
Satan.
Ran over a snake in Joshua Tree.
You're a dick.
In your car?
It was fine. Yeah.
In your car?
Yeah, we were off-roading.
Was it so hot?
It just pushed it into the sand.
The pave. Okay, it was the sand.
But still,
wait, you went back?
Car. Yeah, hell yeah. We were like, I think we just went over a snake. And then we went back and he was just like...
Is that what he did? So that's the sound. That's not a natural sound.
All of his little ribs were crushed, I bet.
I told you guys a story about the bunny that I had to run over, right? I think it's been a long time, but it's one of those stories.
Did your friends make you do it? Like they made you watch that movie?
No, it was when I was driving a van for... my friends did kind of make me watch... It had been on the docket for a long time. I knew of this horrible movie. I knew I was going to... I actually broke the disc, so it no longer existed at Hollywood Video.
Did you finish?
I felt kind of bad about that.
Got all the way through the credits?
I'm like, I don't want... I wish that I had not even
you
brought up
just
Hollywood.
You could have scratched it.
I just broke it and paid the fine.
How much?
Like $5.
What movie?
I'm not going to stop. I'm going to stop now. I'm going to stop.
Cannibal croutons?
Croutons of cannibalisticness. That's not what it is.
Is there even a story to that movie?
Yeah, it's like found footage. It's supposed to be these teenagers were out here in the jungle, and then we found their footage after they went missing, and here it is. And there's like no need for them to be killing these animals.
Well,
it just
then
shows
how do you feel about the bowl in Apocalypse Now?
That was an actual ritual that was occurring that the villagers
still startling when you
were
have no
about to do
when you have no idea it's coming.
When I'm like a 6-year-old kid watching it on Z's channel by myself, horrifying.
I don't know why you're watching Apocalypse Now when you're 6 years old.
That's how I was raised, watching movies. But let me go back for a minute to what was I talking about?
So you're gonna make your kid watch it when you're six? When he's six? If you're gonna do the thing that you told Mike to do?
Yeah, there'll be retribution. Here you go.
I don't understand this taking it out of the future generation.
It's how it works. You got to like trickle down.
I can
down.
See Anderson standing over his dad's grave holding up his son like the Lion King. Watch what I do to him.
Pain is good, son. Here's some Bactine. I'm going to take my kid to my dad's grave plot.
And try
skin
the
his knee
heart
on,
attack.
On the tombstone.
Test. Mm-hmm.
And then put Bactine on it over my dad's grave as a little homage to my
That's
dad.
Not a bad idea.
It's not bad.
Some people bring flowers. I bring my kid and scrape his knee.
What's that guy doing over there?
You know what would be funny is if you just tape, like we mock up horrible, horrible news stories about like one person doing terrible things and we just constantly bring it to... Okay, sorry. This story's going nowhere.
No, I get it.
I was going to say, like we find a grave like Jim Johnson and then we mock
Fuck
up like Seth Johnson kills again, or just these horrible stories like drunk driver Seth Johnson murders another family, and we just tape like the news stories to the grave so that other people at the graveyard can come by and be like, that must be like a really angry son.
That's an elaborate joke with very little payoff.
Look what your grandson did, asshole.
Just for the record, my dad doesn't have a tombstone or a resting place. All right, he's got an urn and it's over the fireplace.
How about this? We go to the military grave.
Over yours?
We go to the military. No. I go to the veteran cemetery off down there by, it's on Veterans Avenue.
Yes.
In Westwood. Mm-hmm. And we mock up articles about how this guy faked his Purple Heart injury and stuff. And we tape those to the... Oh, you know, this is a terrible idea. I'm sorry. I'm
like
sorry. People in the military
that
I even thought of that.
Why?
I was just trying to stir up controversy.
Defame and disgrace. Disgrace like war veterans, war heroes who have fought for our freedom.
Yeah, we'll dig them up. We'll fuck their skull.
Tyler? This is not very Christian.
And we'll yell, deserter.
Tyler? What in the world?
That was a good visual deserter. Tyler just made. that didn't play on the podcast at all. Like, he's humping the skull. Okay, I apologize to the people, that the fine folks.
We find served. People that took a bullet through right here, and he used that.
Yeah, how do we find them?
You sir,
Tyler was like pointing at his temple, essentially. So yeah, I was driving. It was when I worked at the home for mentally challenged adults,
yeah.
And that was Villa Esperanza. Still actually exists, but not in the same location.
Probably shouldn't say the name then.
But they're not in the same location. Anyways, we had like 18 mentally challenged adults that lived there, and it was my favorite job I've ever had. Still to this day, I loved it. God, it was fun.
Why have we only been recording for 4 minutes?
Shut up. 40, tie. So. I would take them like to church on the weekends and like horseback riding. I'd take them on their like little fun.
Took them
events.
To the church until they won the lotto, right?
The one guy Lance, he would always grab the microphone from the. I know I've recounted these stories way back.
No,
way back in the day.
He'd take the microphone.
Never heard
from
about
the pastor.
Pastor taking take a microphone.
We used to go to Calvary, which is where what's his name? Who's that religious guy? Growing Pains kid, Kirk Cameron. It was his church, right? Ugh. Calvary, and it was like 250, maybe 400 people. A lot of people,
I'm sure.
And Lance. I almost said his last name. He was the oldest living Down syndrome case in California, in the state of California. I remember somebody gave him like a plaque or something because he was. That would suck. Yeah. Like, I'm the oldest.
Every day you look at that plaque and watch time just tick away.
But I would take him to church, and a lot of time he'd get up like during like the singing and dancing part, and he'd get like, really into it, and he'd take the microphone from the fucking pastor, and he'd start talking. Everyone didn't know what to do. Like 400 people just kind of like hanging on his every word.
The guy just let him take it?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Are you gonna punch him?
Well, they do have the strength of four men.
So one day we're driving. I don't even know where we're going. It might have been a church or something. And I ran over a bunny.
I love how matter of fact that was. That people with Down syndrome just have the strength of four men.
You've heard that before, right?
Yes, I've heard it. But somebody Mike just said it as if it's just.
I know it's.
Somebody
fact.
Did a joke about that and monkeys also.
I know it's church and they're doing the Lord's work.
Yeah, but.
But there's no way when you walked in with 18. Mentally challenged people, they didn't go like, oh, Jesus.
Most of them were really well behaved. It was really cute, too. Like, they put on their Sunday best and they like wear like dresses and stuff. Yeah. My van only held like 9, so I didn't show up with 18. There was a couple of us that were bring
just
them to
men
church.
When they were wearing dresses.
No, there was 12 guys and 6 women. Not nearly as many women.
12 disciples.
Well, that's not too bad.
So we're driving somewhere and I hit the bunny. Actually, I wrote this. This is a scene in one of the scripts that I wrote. I hit the bunny, and it was awful, and I felt really, really bad about it, and I could see it in my rearview mirror, because they used to be, like, out in the woods.
Thumper.
It was, like, off Canaan Road. Like, it was...
Thump, thump.
You know what I'm talking about? It was, like, in the
deep
canyon.
I love that neighborhood.
It was, like... So it was out in the wilderness, and there's a lot of wildlife out there.
And all you heard was off in the distance, what's up, Doc?
No, I saw his little legs still like kicking. So
hopping.
What do I do? Like he was trying to hop, but he couldn't. Oh, it was brutal. I don't know why I'm telling the story.
But then he just realized it was just the lucky foot separating from the bunny end.
He's got two lucky feet
wandering off into the bushes.
He's got 4 lucky feet, and they didn't work.
They didn't. It's not. So
I let a rabbit pick out your lottery numbers.
So I stopped, and I was like, "No, you shouldn't." So I'm like, "Well, I can't just keep going because the thing's suffering." But I got like a bunch of mentally challenged folks in the car. So
they have the strength of. 12, that's 48 men.
One guy was laughing very hard. He thought it was very funny. His name was Patrick. And he's like, and he hit the bunny. And I'm like, dude, it's not funny, Patrick. So I throw it in reverse. And it goes, beep, beep, beep. And I'm like trying to line it up because I have to put it out of its misery, right? And now the girls that are sitting in the back of the van, they notice what's happening. They see the bunny. And they see what's happening. And they're like, hey, what are you doing? Why are you going towards the bunny? Andy, there's a bunny there. Don't. And I keep going because I have to do it. Did the little like, it hit it and it... And then the girls start fucking freaking out.
Of
They're
course.
Crying and screaming and yelling at me. Patrick's laughing maniacally. He hit the bunny again.
They probably saw what you couldn't see, which was the bunny trying to wave you off. Like, no, I'm good. It's just one leg, dude. No.
No, both his hind legs thought that he was still jumping, but he wasn't. You know,
I just thought
brutal.
Of the best fucking money-making idea I've ever come up with.
What is it? Is it involve shooting
we get a giant,
tortoises?
We have a giant, tortoises. Like a giant game Toitles. Board.
A game
like
board.
A Twister style game board,
mm-hmm.
And you come and pay us, and we take our lucky bunny with 4 lucky rabbit's feet, and we throw it on the board, and it just runs off the board, but it clicks numbers as it runs off, and those are your lottery numbers.
You're right. Let's
that's
quit.
The greatest
all of our
thing
jobs.
You've ever
right now.
That's not a bad way
it's
to pick
terrible,
the lottery numbers.
Not terrible, but it sounds a little like 1940s. Down south.
Yeah, I'm going
no,
back.
It sounds
I'm going
like
old
a
school.
Skit how they, like, on Jimmy Fallon, they have, like, dogs choose the winner yes. of the Super Bowl. That's what it sounds like.
Did you ever have a rabbit's foot on your keychain?
I think I had a rabbit's foot, but I think I was like 8, so I didn't have any keys.
I had one when I was a little kid. Yeah, it was the same kind of thing. I don't think it is because it's just fucking bizarre. I remember looking at it being a little kid. Like, I had my house key on it, and it was cool having a keychain.
Yeah.
But it was like, this is an actual foot.
Yeah.
And it looks like my cat's foot, and then my cat's my pet.
It, depending on where it was from, it might have been a cat's foot.
And then I got a bunny, and the bunny was my pet, and I'm like, I have like your cousin's foot on my keychain.
You're like petting your bunny, and you're looking over at the counter at your keys, and you're like, oh my God, it's real.
It was bright yellow, too. Like, it was dyed bright yellow. What like, is the deal
somewhere
with
there's a
that rabbit stepped in some paint. That rabbit was crossing the street, and they were painting the yellow stripe down the middle. That's what happened.
Where does the surplus of rabbit's feet come from? Do they hack them off
rabbit meat
for the
and stuff
for the keychain?
No, I don't think they hack off the feet and throw a full good rabbit.
You never
away.
Know.
A lot of finer
they
restaurants.
They might grow back.
No, there's a lot of fine restaurants that serve rabbit.
I'm checking Amazon right now for rabbit's feet.
Do you think for every rabbit's foot attached to keychain?
Yes.
Wouldn't it be funny
there's
to find
a,
out?
Yes, there's a rabbit.
The dirty little secret is they are
three
lucky.
Feet. And then just a key, like, a bunch of keys attached.
No, here's what here's the documentary I want to see behind the scenes at the Rabbit Foot Factory. Because they go
you
there and they're like,
if I'm
we
right
have a 90% lottery winning community here at the Rabbit Foot
have you
Factory.
You've never seen Faces of Death?
No.
They have a Rabbit's Factory Death Squad. Mm. Oh, it's brutal. He's like throwing their bodies against the wall after he skins them, and some of them stick. Sorry. Rabbit.
This episode is turning out to be upsetting.
Rabbit's foot keychain, bright assorted colors, 4 pieces by Dangerous Threads, $5.69 for 4 fucking rabbit's feet.
Hmm.
Why?
See if there's any other feet on for sale on there.
Mm. Monkey's paw.
Really?
What?
No.
Human skull.
Deserter.
A limited Etsy
don't
necklace made from
you.
Human teeth.
Only 5 left in stock.
Yeah,
for this rabbit.
Until we kill another batch of rabbits.
This doesn't even look like a foot. It looks like an actual body. I'm sorry. I'm doing that thing.
Mm.
I went to Bass Pro Shop for the first time.
Oh, which one?
The one out in Phoenix.
It's got to be huge.
Yeah, how was your trip?
Oh, what'd you go to Phoenix for?
It's very
hockey.
Large. Sex tourism.
What? Sex tourism?
Wait. Okay. Have you driven by the one in Vegas?
No. The only one I've seen is the one out in like off the 15. Like
does the
in
one in does the one in Phoenix
Missouri.
Have indoor waterfalls and
yes,
stuff?
Yes, okay. yes.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah, it's a shooting gallery.
Yes.
A giant fish tank.
Yes.
Like a catfish that was like the size of Anderson.
Yeah.
Why is it going to be my size?
You're taller than us.
Huh? The biggest one.
I'm the biggest one.
I hate jewelry.
did you just go there for kicks?
No, my cousin from Colorado is on some
did he like a tent?
Hockey team, and they had a travel tournament, and so we me
no,
and my dad,
no
and my
Bass
brother,
Pro Shop.
Oh, we just never been in one, so we were like, let's fucking go in.
So it was Outdoor
so
World Bass Pro Shop, right? The did you see the crossbow section?
Yes, there's
got
the
like
entire 20, archery entire archery
20
section.
Crossbows.
They have a shooting range, like a real. They have
the
kids shooting range and the real pistol shooting range.
Same with the one in Vegas. That's the biggest store I've been in.
They had a restaurant inside the store that served gator.
Yep.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Deep fried, though, right?
Yep.
Yeah. It's all, it can be anything.
I've had non-deep fried gator.
Sauteed?
In a taco.
How was it?
It's delicious.
Yeah.
Well,
it's
like gator.
It's like gamey chicken.
Tastes like chicken.
Yeah. They make gator or sausage. You can buy that places.
Tastes like gator. It tastes like chicken sausage, I bet.
I don't know.
Bobcat used to have a bit about that. He'd be like, yeah, everything. Try this. Try the snake. Tastes just like chicken. He's like, if it tastes just like chicken, why don't you just give me some fucking chicken? It's the cheapest meat in the world. Just give me chicken.
That's right. I don't have a desire to try any exotic meats.
Good.
Like, I'm happy with cow.
You got that friend in your life who she's like I'll eat anything. I'd eat human if I was given the opportunity.
Yeah, I don't like those people.
Yeah,
I'd eat most things. I wouldn't eat human.
I'd love to eat whale.
Technically, we've all eaten
whale.
Human. I've gotten human.
I'd take a bite of a whale if
he
like swam by.
What?
Yeah. I'd just put my mouth on it and suck real hard.
Try to get the eye.
Hey, Ty, no.
What?
Yeah, I'm not going to. My limit.
That'd be the great. That'd be a great story.
When we went down the street to Animal and we tried bone marrow, pig's ear, and foie gras. I'll eat that again, but I'm never going to have the pig's ear again.
Fagua.
It was delicious.
Yeah, but it's torture.
Frog water?
Frog water.
No, it's
so
not
good.
Frog water. It's torture.
You put a frog in a jar, you fill it with water, let it soak for a couple days, and then you get the frog out and just guzzle the water.
Guzzle the water. Can you imagine the pond scum and how horrible that
and
would
be? And the frog feces and the
this
frog
this is the
pee.
Worst episode we've done in some goddamn time.
I'm just living in regret for making that military joke because I wish I wouldn't have said that.
You want to defame
no,
and
I don't.
Disgrace?
No, what I want to do is
war
I want to I want to do a practical joke in a cemetery.
Purple Hearts
that's
means,
the first
they've
thing
done, means that they've done something heroic.
I want to do a practical joke at a cemetery so when other people are going to visit their relatives, they walk by a grave.
You got injured in the line.
No, it means you did something heroic. Yes.
No. You got injured.
Guys, how many people have a Purple Heart in this room? One, and I know what it's for.
It's for getting injured.
Wait, what do you? Why would you have a Purple Heart? What are you talking about?
He's talking about me.
My dad had one.
He's talking about me.
It's now mine.
You don't look have one. You're in possession of it.
Yeah, I have
it. It doesn't transfer down. And now coming to the stage, Purple Heart awarded Anderson Cowan.
Man with a Purple Heart. Well, technically, we all do, you know.
There was a guy in court recently.
Hearts are purple.
There's a court case. You might be familiar with it. It just went down.
And it's the guy where a man would show got up. Sued for trying to defame a war veteran.
Up, he would show up in military outfits
Exhibit
with the 6A, general stars
this is the skull.
And Purple Hearts and stuff. And they determined that he was never in the military. He had no awards. And the Supreme Court deemed that he's allowed to wear that stuff as free speech.
Mm. That's upsetting.
Until he gets the shit kicked out of him by somebody who actually serves in the military.
Can they kick the shit out of him for free speech?
No. That's not free speech.
The Purple Heart is a military medal.
Yes.
It's awarded for being wounded or killed in any action against an enemy of the United States or as a result of an act of any such enemy or opposing armed forces. Told you, Tyler. And my dad does not have one, nor did he have one, and I don't have one either. So I don't know
what's going on in the show and all of your new. I'm
lies.
A total pathological liar, psychopath. But yeah, I like it.
How many military people were listening and just infuriated just now that I don't? So I'm sorry.
I'm kind of bent out of shape.
Speaking of military,
yeah,
Sergeant McAllister.
Yeah, what's up with him?
Yeah. Did you hear about the?
I haven't heard anything. What's up?
Oh, McAllister, actually, he's the one. He sends me quite a few emails. We go back and forth. He's the one who brought up the fact that you got a show coming up, Mike.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
How do you know?
Did you hear about the general? Did you hear about the general that ate too many prunes and grapes?
I don't think I'm going to like this joke.
Is it something about honorable discharge?
He got a purple shirt.
Yeah.
That's not funny.
Like watching Tyler construct a joke and then deliver it.
Is that something you just made up just now? There,
yeah, of course. Uh-huh. No, it was on a popsicle.
He got a purple. Sorry. That's horrible. I like how you threw in the grapes because that's purple. That's nice, Tyta. Prunes are purple. Too.
I know, but I didn't know if people knew the prunes are purple.
All right. That was not part of the show.
That's really why I did it, because I knew how much you'd hate it.
Yeah, so McAllister, let me know. Listener, Sergeant McAllister, professional gambler and liar to his family.
And thrill seeker extraordinaire.
He's really, really into the idea of one of us trying that that thing that he may or may not have
really,
done.
Really disappointed.
I'm really into not trying it.
He's offering cash rewards and everything.
You know.
There is a day I would have done that in a heartbeat like 15 years ago. But I got the wife to think about now.
Would you have really done that in a heartbeat?
15 years ago, for sure. Absolutely. Yes. For the sake of the story.
I think you need to reread that email before you say that. Because the tasing that drops me to my knees, I'd be like, I'm taking it. And then the minute they put me in that barrel full of water and put the lid on, I'm like, wah!
There's a movie coming out about this. It's in Sundance right now, and it's all about the blackout experience and the horror that is one of these things. Yeah,
it's a documentary or
I think
a movie.
It's a crossbreed. I think it's a little bit of both.
Mike, you couldn't even stand standing outside of a haunted house waiting for us to show up.
Hey, did I indicate in any way, shape, or form that I'm the guy who's going to volunteer for that $400 or however much he's offering?
So McAllister, let me know that you're doing another show, but I'm going to be out of town.
Yeah,
what the fuck? Reschedule.
Okay.
Be in town.
Wait, McAllister let you know that
he's
doing another show?
Yeah, I don't know how. He wants to talk about it on his show, which I don't listen to.
Oh, yeah, me neither.
Because I listen to Chrono's show. I do, but then I talk back to him, and he doesn't talk back to me. He just keeps talking.
You get angry.
And I'm like, hey, this is like having a conversation with Mike in real life, kind of. That wasn't a
That's all right.
So if you were my friend, I'd listen like all the time probably. You know what I mean?
If you were my friend?
If you were not my friend. I can't listen to friend stuff.
I can't either.
You know what I mean? Yeah. All right.
I'm starting a new podcast where I just make jokes like that. That one I just did about the
purple
shirts.
That was pretty good, actually.
So
it wasn't terrible. You guys want to subscribe?
It wasn't good at all. Don't give me the benefit of it. It wasn't terrible.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Kind of gross. Yeah.
It was kinda. Let's talk about turtle soup again. Yeah.
What? Why are you reading your notes yourself in Jerry in?
I like it.
Crippled Jerry Seinfeld.
No, it was.
Tyler, is there any chance you'll eat those crickets over there? Because Anderson said you might try one.
I tried a bug last time.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah. I said that. I have stoned like high thoughts every now and again.
Yeah.
And
ooh, salt and vinegar. Ooh.
That, I don't know. Sea salt and vinegar. That one kind of made me want to give it a shot. But I was sitting with the wife on that. I was sitting with Jillian watching some TV, right, the other day. And it occurred to me.
Bacon and cheese.
The word building.
Yeah.
Built.
It's like you work on a building to make a building, and there's just that's one example. But how many words are just so stupid that we just go? Like, the people that named things back in the day, there's probably some really stupid people that were in charge of naming things, and it's just that's what it is now. The word building is one of the dumbest words in all of.
Was somebody actually in charge, or do we just adopt what people would call things?
Well, a lot of time, like it derived from other languages, and
yeah.
Are you guys not going to try one?
No, I'm not going to try a bug.
Yeah, no way.
Why?
I don't want cricket in my mouth, even though I do eat shrimp heads when I get Alma Abbey. No problem at all.
Oh, shrimp heads are bomb. And tails.
That's disgusting. I'm never doing that.
We're not kids from the 90s.
I'll eat shrimp, though.
Let's not say bomb.
I'm a kid from...
But just think about the word building. Like, we're inside a building right now. How did it come to be? Well, people spent a lot of time building it.
Builders built it.
It's builders the worst built it.
I think you're not going down a road that's entertaining with this because I don't understand what you're talking about.
Look at this. Building. I'm sorry. I'm distracted with Tyler's eating the crickets. I do like the packaging. It's very 60s.
I genuinely don't get what you're saying.
I'm saying like building is a prime example of just a really dumb word name noun for something.
How do you figure?
Building.
Yeah.
He doesn't like
it. It's an adjective, first of all.
No, it's not an adjective.
It is not. It's a verb. It's a verb.
Yes.
I've never said building in it.
It's a verb and a noun.
It enraged me as much as it's making.
Because it didn't occur to me until recently because it's just, you know, it's just such a normal
it's
thing in every single day life.
Word.
Building.
Building.
Like, how did it come to be? Well, people spent time building it. It's a building. Builders built it. The building. What? It should be called a build or not building. I hate the word building. You know what I mean?
I can't think why that's bothering you.
Building. Okay. It'd be like if a pool was called a swimming. That's a swimming.
But it's not.
It's called a pool. Right. Thank God.
No, it's not like that at all.
It absolutely is.
It's one of those words that can be a verb and a noun.
Okay. Like it'd be like a car. A caring.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
You mean like when you're driving, it's called caring?
Yeah.
Or
when you're in it, or when you're actually pointing to it, like that's a car in right there.
No, because it's a car.
Oh, okay. What's a good example?
Driving Tyler, would be kinda... carring.
No. Like what the thing is? You got to build to make a building.
What you're upset about is that the end product
is the same
as what it was. The action that created it.
Right. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's just there's. It should have its own thing.
You know, for the first time in my life, I actually recognize somebody else's displaced anger about something that's worthless.
Building, and we all just go with it.
Yeah, we go with everything. We go with toes. I don't like that word.
Toes?
Yeah.
What do you want to call them?
I don't know.
Foot fingers?
Yeah. Foot fingers.
Foot fingers. Tyler, you going in? You going in?
Oh, God, that's disgusting.
You going to go in?
He's about to eat a cricket.
What are you gonna do with me?
No fucking way. If you were to just throw that in my mouth right now, we would fight. I'm not a fighter. I thought you were going to go like this. The way you were holding it, I'm like, you're going to throw that at me, aren't you? And if it went like...
Boom. How was I going to get this? This weighs nothing.
I just showed you.
Does it weigh nothing? Dude, I'm sorry. I don't want to. I don't. Tyler's doing it. Crunch it. Crunch it. Do the crunch. Tie. Your tongue was quivering there. You see that? It was like shaking.
Well, he just put a cricket on his tongue.
How was it? You get the sea salt flavor.
It just tasted like...
Cricket?
Chicken.
It just tasted like I eat one of God's creatures.
Tyler.
It tastes like when you are chewing sunflower seeds and then you get a little bit of the...
The rind?
Shell.
Yeah. The rind.
Very different flavor.
Oh, look at Tyler's going in.
Salt and vinegar wasn't great.
When a cricket family crawls out your butt tonight, you'll know that was a bad idea. Oh, fuck. That was a pregnant cricket. It's going to lay the eggs. It's going to give birth in your stomach.
I could have used you on the film vault a couple days ago, Ty-Ty, because one of the movies at Sundance is Werner Herzog's got a new documentary.
What's it about?
It's about the internet. And it's funny because when you submit to these film festivals, like you have to like give them like a synopsis and a plot line and whatnot.
And on theirs, all they put was Werner Herzog?
No. It goes on and on. Actually, I might want to pull it up because I'd love to hear Tyler read it as Werner Herzog.
Did he direct it? Or is he narrating it?
Yes, he directed it. And I'm assuming he's narrating it too. It's a documentary about the internet and how it's affecting humanity. And
in our time, the last 5 to 10 years, he's become a cultural icon. Before that, he was known to the filmmaking community, but now he's becoming like a celebrity.
Yeah, the internet's helping that.
Yeah.
I wonder if he realizes
absolutely.
That.
Well, because I see stuff online that he's narrating, and it's like jokey things, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, he'll pretty much read anything you want him to read on the air.
On the air?
And then you have a classic clip of Werner Herzog reading... your poem.
I just
made that up. I don't know if you'll do it or not, but
yeah, I think that's something you were thinking about doing. No,
could you read? No, thank you.
No, Tyler, I'm good, man. I'm not putting one of those things in my freaking mouth. Yeah, all right, I'm
look
fine.
Like bees from this distance.
Oh, you're gonna like the way we opened the show, Tyler. It was yo, what's up?
Yeah, that's how we opened it.
It's AD episode 365 coming at you.
318.
318? See, that's why you need to be here, man, dude.
365.
I was here. I was just driving around the neighborhood because you guys don't save me parking spots.
You know what's interesting about episode 365?
I don't know. I don't know how you guys get the same two parking spots every fucking week.
There was a window.
I did it last week. You had
There is truly a window here. If you're here between 7:40 and 8 o'clock sharp, there's parking everywhere. All
right. This is
the minute 8 o'clock hits, all the parking is gone. Gone, baby, gone. Like that Ben Affleck movie.
Okay, sour cream and onion is better.
Mm.
Actually, much better.
All right, stop eating the crickets.
If you were making fondue at home and a cricket leaped up on your table and fell into the fondue pot and you ate it, that would probably be the best one.
Okay.
Hot chocolate
covered. You ready to read, Ty-Ty?
Are you ready to read?
Oh, no, I can't find it.
Okay, I'll eat a bacon cricket while you find it.
Oh, man. Even the name is like sing-songy. And I can't.
I haven't
find
listened
it.
To Werner's voice in a long time, so my impression of him is just becoming like a hacky version of my own impression of him.
That's all right.
The name
so
of it
funny.
Is "Lo and Behold: Reveries of the Connected World." That's the name of the movie. All right, before you pop the cricket, I'm bringing it up right here. Here it is. Okay, I need to hear Werner read this. This is about "Lo and Behold."
Let's get right on the reveries. Mic,
just this first paragraph, or
as much as you like. I'll take it.
Okay.
Here's the description of Werner Herzog's new documentary coming out later this year. It's at Sundance right now. Go.
I feel a lot of pressure.
Yeah,
right now.
You should.
I haven't done Werner in a while.
Do it. Want to do a little warm up with the postcard we got from Werner?
I need to like hear him. I need like a whatever. I'll try.
Society depends on the internet for nearly everything, but rarely do we step back and recognize its endless intricacies and unsettling omnipotence. From the brilliant mind of me, Werner Herzog, comes my newest vehicle for exploration, a playful yet chilling examination of our rapidly interconnecting online lives. Herzog, me, documents a treasure trove of interviews of strange and beguiling individuals, ranging from internet pioneers to victims of wireless radiation, whose anecdotes and reflections weave together a complex portrait of our brave new world. Herzog, me, describes the internet as, now I'm quoting myself, one of the biggest revolutions as we humans are experiencing. And yet he, me, Herzog, me, tempers this enthusiasm with horror stories from victims of online harassment and internet addiction. For all its detailed analysis, this documentary also wrestles with the profound and intangible questions regarding the internet's future. Will it dream, as humans do, of its own existence? Can it discover the fundamentals of morality, or perhaps one day understand the meaning of love? Or will it soon cause us, if it hasn't already, more harm than good?
Yeah, that's good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That movie sounds boring as shit.
What? No, it's going to be awesome.
It's just going to be a bunch of people being like, oh, we used to talk in rooms with people.
No.
And then people are like, now we go in chat rooms.
My wife sits in the other room on her iPad. I sit in my room with my fleshlight.
Now the men sit around and they eat the crickets.
It's going to be like Werner trying to figure out what the internet is, I think. Because I don't think he spends much time on it.
I think doesn't he say up front that that's where he gets all of his information?
I didn't hear that, and I've read
My favorite video is of a young man spilling wine on my blanket, ruining my evening under the stars.
All right, I feel like I got to go. The show's got to end.
There was one word in there that I pronounced like really good.
Society harassment. Society depends.
Harassment.
Society depends on the internet for nearly everything.
Okay, I thought he said since I.
No, I don't think. He thinks since Danny Boyle's a woman.
All right, bacon.
Depend
bacon
on the internet.
All right, this will be all three of your crickets now?
Why don't you just pour the envelope right in your mouth? You disgusting smack, animal.
Don't smack.
Oh, yeah, that's gross. That's gross.
I don't know. But the bacon or the sour cream one, I guess. They could use a lot more flavoring.
Building.
Yeah.
See, it doesn't work for anything else because you got to build everything. You got to build a car.
Okay.
Mike, help me out. There's something.
How about this one?
I'm imagining you going insane and scribbling on your walls your like theorem about building and what everything
building
that's wrong about it.
Doesn't apply to much but buildings. Because you don't
but
say
buildings.
I'm gonna build a bike, you say I'm gonna make a bike. I'm gonna build a tent. Uh-huh. I'm gonna make a tent.
Building's the only thing you build.
Mm-hmm. Show me your buildings.
I'm gonna build a library. I'm going to build my portfolio. Why don't we just make up? Oh my God!
Okay, what?
I just thought of what we can do.
What
the solution to this?
Okay, what is it? Does it involve turtles?
Lourdes gave me a gift.
Is Lourdes out? Is she done with us?
No. Well, I don't know. She came to the live show and she gave me a gift, and it was one of those professional language.
I didn't see Lourdes. Lourdes was there.
Yeah.
It took me far too long. I understand what these are now.
Tyler, you just interrupted. And no one knows
it was
what you're
one of those.
About.
It was one of those professional, like eight CDs or DVDs.
Right.
Like learn to speak a language.
Oh yeah, damn Rosetta Stone.
What language?
Spanish.
What are we talking about?
Dothraki.
Oh no! Come on.
Yeah, we're gonna start speaking Dothraki.
No, we are not.
Oh yeah,
that's Star Trek, right?
No, it's
Game of Thrones.
Khal Drogo. Dothraki.
Same difference, guys.
Let's do the whole podcast in Dothraki.
No, we're not. No. How do you guys both know immediately it's Dothraki? That is from Game of Thrones.
We have brains that retain information.
And the way I know is because I was
given
an 8.
We're not obsessed with buildings!
Building. I know a few listeners know what I'm talking about. It's a dumb word for,
you know,
for what it is.
This podcast could never end with things that infuriate you.
What?
So,
why?
They bottled water in a bottle. What is it?
No, you're not getting me.
They
bottled
water in a bottle.
Because it's such a simple
thing. They're bottling water
Somebody's
in a bottle.
Somebody's looking at the finished product. They're like, what are we going to call that? Well, we spent a long time building it. Why don't we call it a building?
I'm more upset.
Stupid.
I'm more upset that you say I'm going to fly to Toledo, and then you say there's a fly on the window.
They're
like,
no,
which one is that? A fly or I'm going to fly?
Different, Michael. I'm saying there's no... There was no thought went into the word, to the name, the noun, building. What is that thing that we just spent the last 2 years building? Oh, we'll call it building.
Well, what if I told you that building wasn't the only thing you could refer to it as?
Yeah. Edifice. Structure.
Yeah, there's a lot of other words.
A lot of things.
Almost everything is building.
Don't make sense. Women's rights. Equal pay.
All right, what are these things?
So we've been getting these little
postcards.
Printouts that say youthful Wernerisms.
Yes.
And
they're sent to us to the P.O. box.
Yes, and they say narrated by Werner. And a lot of times I don't read them because, like, I don't get it. I don't know what this is. just realized it's from like the stupid like blog thing I had in like my senior year of high school.
Oh my gosh.
These are excerpts from that that are then supposed to be, sorry, I have cricket in my mouth.
That's pretty clever.
They're supposed to be read in Werner's voice.
What, so somebody found your blog that you had in high school? You had a blog in high school. What were you blogging about?
It was mostly dumb shit to make my friends laugh, but then I get like a little emo sometimes. Ugh.
You want to hear something you could do that would really be upsetting to your wife?
Eat more crickets and not tell her and then kiss her?
Yes. Yeah, I was just going to say that. I was going to say, go home and make out with her and then whisper
and
to her, have you ever eaten crickets?
Post a video like...
And just say, have you ever eaten crickets? And when she goes, why would you ask me that and say, because I just did.
Sneak in her food and see how many she can eat.
No, I'd say, because you just did.
Modern Family. I just stole from Modern Family.
What? Like, if somebody was making out with me...
Making your wife eat crickets without her knowing.
Really?
Yeah.
If somebody was making out with me and then they whispered in my ear, I just ate a bunch of crickets,
you'd be very upset.
I would be very upset. Yeah.
It'd be so easy to upset Mike.
Is my breath okay? And I'm like, yeah, your breath is fine. Oh, right. Good, because I just drank a pint of pee. I'd be like... Blah, 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 blah.
Go ahead.
So John. Here's Werner reading
It'd be like calling the page where the blog exists. Oh, that's a blogging. That's the blogging. Mm. Go into the blogging.
Maybe I'm just so used to calling buildings that I'm not finding the rage that you have for it.
So this is Werner reading an excerpt from my
building.
17-year-old.
Oh Christ, blog. This ought to be good. Go ahead. Let's hear it.
I like Playboys. The end.
How cool were the 70s, and how was I born in the completely wrong generation? I was born to have long hair, tight pants, in a sexy muscle car. That's not even mentioning the great music of the time. I could have gone to Zeppelin concerts. I mean, what do we have now but giant-ass baggy clothes, boy bands, and punks... in quotes, like Sum 41. Ugh. The only good thing is the internet, which I've made a film about, discussing what the difference is in terrestrial beings.
Who would read your blog?
It was just for my friends at school.
Uh-huh. Why couldn't you just say these things to them? Why did you have to?
Because you got to write like a little thing. I don't
know. Realize that you just like essentially said, I wish I was Kelso.
Yeah.
From the 70s show.
I don't necessarily disagree with that.
Did
still.
You hear Mike Taco a number of months
Mike
ago?
Taco.
Mike Taco.
I love Mike Taco.
Yeah, Mike Taco.
Mike Taco. Shit, man.
Jimmy Enchilada's coming to town.
Have you heard
Robert
a song called...
Robert Plant.
Have you heard
out.
A song called Defame the Fallen?
Yes, I think I told you.
Robert Plant hanging out in Pioneer Town?
Yes, yeah. I know. Why
all right! I wanted to make sure you knew.
Have you been out there yet?
No.
I gotta go. This week on the Film Vault, too, DIY surgeries. So, like, scenes in movies where people get shot, but they can't go.
Rambo.
Specific.
Yeah, so there's some good
stuff. Yeah, there's some good ones.
Rambo.
Dark Knight.
Rambo puts gunpowder in. Actually, it happens in The Revenant, too, right? He puts gunpowder in.
One could argue that our entire existence is a form of DIY
Rambo
surgery.
Rambo also sews himself shut, and Rocky has Mick cut him.
Adrian!
Let's go step on some turtles.
With all due respect.
Thanks for making us part of your week.
Purple Sharts.
Tyler! gotta leave the building.
We'll just call it the room.